Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Joe Flacco. They play physical football. That's what we're going to see on Sunday against the Detroit Lions.
Yep. Physical on defense. They're physical on offense. I thought it was interesting to hear Joe point out, and if you think about his time in Baltimore, absolutely. Most of his career, he played in a conservative-style offense. That's because Baltimore runs the ball and runs it well. Mm-hmm. They always have. And that's why I would love to see this team just run the ball. Stick with it. You know, and when I said, and then Joe said, they're still trying to figure out what they're best at. Okay. I know it's only three games.
Okay, what do you think they're best at right now?
Nothing on offense.
I Judkins is the only thing that's given me the, I take it back.
Harold Fannin.
Throwing to the tight ends has also been effective.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's just go pound the ball against Detroit, trying out a physical team. Because you're not going to outscore them. They're averaging over 34 points a game. Are the Browns going to put up 35?
No.
They're not going to.
No. If they can get to 21, at least it's somewhere
around. If they can get to 21 and the defense plays the type of game that it's played in the past, you might have a chance. But, Andy, this team, if Joe said it, they're still trying to find what they're best at. I think it's running the ball. My guess is they think it's running the ball, so run the ball. Go run the ball. Their wide receivers, before camp ever even started, shouldn't have given anyone confidence that this team was going to be great at throwing the football. They shouldn't have. The quarterbacks shouldn't have given you confidence that they're going to be great at throwing the football. Now, they could end up being okay. You know, the quarterbacks, Joe's a competent pro. I mean, he can run the offense. He said it's about winning football games. That's what it is for him at this point of his career. And guess what? He went out and won you a football game. He got the ball with under 30 seconds to go after the blocked field goal, and he got them down in position for a field goal. When they needed a drive in the fourth quarter, Joe put together a great drive. He can do some things. But I just think this team needs to pound the ball and use all of their running backs. I mean, the blueprint, you're going to see it on Sunday. Hey, there's David Montgomery. Everybody thought he was a bust in Chicago. Nope. Just didn't use him the right way. Jahmyr Gibbs. Compliment each other. It's terrific. Just go run the ball, man. I don't get it. Because if you think the passing game is going to win you football games, I think you're mistaken.
Yeah, I'll buy into that. They need more Junkins. They need these guys to be able to run the ball a little bit more.
And Sampson and Ford.
Yeah, no, I just...
Run them all.
I think they see it as Judkins, Sampson, Ford in that order, too. I don't think that...
I would agree with that, and that's good.
Yeah, but we're also looking at playing a team that scored 90 points in their last two games.
Oh, they can score points.
90, and...
And if you shut down their running game, guess what? They'll throw it. They have a primo tight end in Sam Laporta. They have terrific wide receivers in Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams. I mean, they're good. And they keep adding talent to that group.
I went back and looked at the time of possession in some of these games. So their first game they lost to the Packers, 27-13. And they held on to the ball in that game. The Lions did 35 minutes to 24 minutes. I mean, they held on to the ball for a while. And only scored 13 points. Then you go back and look at the next two games that they have played, that the Lions have played against Chicago and Baltimore. They scored 52 against Chicago. And then they came back and scored 38 on against Baltimore Monday night, right? So now you're looking at this team. You're going, is there a formula to figure this thing out? And I don't know that there is. I also look at the Browns in the same situation where they won time of possession against the Bengals. They should have won that game. They won time of possession against Baltimore and lost this week for the first time, but yet they won the game. So I don't know. I'm just wondering, as all these questions about being able to throw the ball downfield and having a big play home run type offense where the Browns just haven't had that yet, what is the right formula for trying to beat other teams if you're the Browns? And it's just, it doesn't seem as obvious as it could. You would think that the Browns are the really, really good defense. If they had an offense that could just eat up yards, eat up clock, change the whole time of possession game, don't let them have the ball as much, you would think that they would have a chance. But I don't necessarily know when you look at those numbers about what's a winning formula against Detroit when you look at what I'm talking about as far as ball control, hanging onto the ball, and then obviously winning time of possession, which you don't, it doesn't seem like they need to do. I don't know. I look at this and try to figure the whole thing out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.